kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa kaunting pagpaplano, ang paggugol ng oras kasama ang mga apo ngayong bakasyon ay maaaring maging masaya. Ikaw man ay mahilig sa sining at kultura o sa mga gawain sa labas o mas pinipiling manatili sa bahay, maraming paraan upang mapanatili na naaaliw ang mga bata ngayong tag-init. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa isang multikultural na kaganapan ng Christmas carols sa Logan, sina Gurbir Singh Chabra at Sarbjit Kaur ay masayang nalilibang sa masayang kapaligiran kasama ang kanilang mga apo. Ito ay isang pampamilyang kaganapan na kanilang inaasahan sa tuwing tag-araw.
25 December, that Christmas ceremonies. That good.
Para sa kanilang mga mas nakatatandang apo, simpleng tinatamasaan nila Gurbir at Sarbjit na makasama ang mga ito.
They're talking with us and playing with us. We go for a walk together.
Para sa residente ng Rochdale na si Debbie Cox, bukod sa karaniwang pagbibisikleta, paglangoy sa pool at mga pagpunta sa tabing dagat, pinlano na niya ang mga tiyak na gawaing pansining para sa kanyang 4 at 6 na taong gulang na mga apo.
We're doing paper mache, which is the paper, newspaper and glue. We're going to make our own little survival kit of bowls and plates and cups. And that takes a while to do, so every day they come back and put another layer on and at the end we paint them. And they'll play with that like a tea set in the end.
Kung ang hanap mo ay mga gawaing pang-edukasyonal, huwag nang lumayo, tumingin at magtungo sa iyong lokal na aklatan. Si Thom Browning ang program officer para sa Young People and Families sa State Library of Queensland. Sinabi niya na mga aklatan sa buong Australia ay madalas na may mga nakakainganyong programa upang mapagbuti ang karunungang bumasa at sumulat ng mga bata sa lahat ng edad.
Like for instance, here in Queensland at the moment, we've got the First Five Forever Literacy Program, which is really about providing opportunities for young children and their families to come on in, play, sing, read, and have those kind of enriching experiences that are A, really fun and enjoyable for everyone, but also kind of deliver those early literacy outcomes, which are really important.
Mayroong higit sa 1,600 na mga pampublikong aklatan sa buong bansa, ngunit hindi mo talaga kailangang nasa isang silid aklatan upang makasali ang iyong mga apo sa mga programa ng pagbasa at pagsulat. Dahil sa katunayan, ang lahat ay online na sa mga panahong ito.
Every year over the summer, public libraries all across Australia run a program called the Summer Reading Club. And that's a program that's online and it's designed to try and keep children engaged in reading over those summer months when they're not at school. There is a known phenomenon called the summer slide where children's learning can drop off in those months in between school. And of course, it's important for them to have their own time and be playing, but it's a good opportunity too to reinforce that love of reading and kind of make some time to continue that.
Sa Sydney, ang Australian Museum ay may mga programa para sa mga bata na may edad mula 9 na buwan pataas. Sinabi ni Cordelia Huff, creative producer ng mga programang pambata, ang pinakakapanapanabik na programa ngayong tag-araw ay kinabibilangan ng isang napakalaking prehistoric creature.
During summer, we have Mammoth, Giants of the Ice Age on, which is a family exhibition featuring a 42-year-old thousand baby mammoth, little Luba, who's perfectly preserved, and it's the first time she's come to the Southern Hemisphere. We've got a science show where a presenter tries to send the Earth into another ice age using liquid nitrogen. We get families sleeping over at the museum, and we'll go on a torchlight tour.
Inirerekomenda niya na dalhin ang mga bata sa mga Botanic Garden kung nais mo na mga gawaing panlabas.
The Botanic Garden runs a lot of activities that grandparents and children will enjoy and it's nice to actually get outside learning about nature in context, in nature.
Para kay Debbie Cox, lubos niyang pinaparanas sa kanyang mga apo ang kalikasan. Isinasama niyang mga ito sa mga gawain sa kanyang hardin.
We have a vegetable garden which they love to do and to eat from. And This year we're putting in a lot of flowers in the front, and I have a heap of weeding, so I'll be really, really happy to see them come and help me with that. They love to ride around and climb rocks and things while we're doing it, so we even take our cups of tea and our morning tea out and make it a big deal, and they don't know any different, so they really enjoy it.
Iminumungkahi niya na isulat ang magagandang mga alaala na inyong nagawa upang mag-iwan ng isang pangmatagalang marka o pakiramdam.
So before bed, we talk about how good the day was and what we can write down to remember. It can be as simple as I really appreciated that fantastic ice cream we had today. It was really yummy. Or it can be something about each other. I appreciate how my sister helped me when I fell down or something like that. And when they go back and read these things, it really helps to cement the family together.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.